you write about getting to know people like Bill Gates and Steve Jobs in the 1980s as your company began to grow. What did you learn from each one of them?
Well, obviously, very different people. And, you know, I mean, Steve had, you know, this kind of incredible idealism, which turned out to be super powerful as he pursued, you know, various you know, projects. I got to know him better, you know, when he was at Next, and he was trying to get us to work with his Next operating system after they decided to just be a software company. And, you know, you have to admire the idealism, really, that led to all of the, incredible breakthroughs later on, right, with the iPad and the iPhone, many years later. And, you know, Bill, obviously super smart, unbelievably technical, and, very tenacious and determined and persistent as a business person. So we had a partnership with Microsoft, still do in a big way, and it was fun to see both of their trajectories. I mean, one of the things I learned from both of them was something I didn't want, which was, they were both about 10 years older than I am, and they weren't married. And, to me, I didn't want to wake up and be 35 years old and not married. That would have been a very sad, existence for me. So I wanted to get married and did when I was 24, fortunately, and that's worked out great.